Hello, this is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is great to have you with me. Our focus for today is on the artist Steve Hillage and the track Palm Trees, Love Guitar from his 1978 album Green. Although considered a guitar virtuoso, I see Steve Hillage as a musician who has achieved a great deal over the years across a broad spectrum of music. He certainly was high profile in the late 60s and 70s, but fewer would be aware of the influence he has carved over the last decade or so. Just to explain that, Hillage and his partner Maquette Giraldi began performing in the early 1990s as ambient dance act called System 7. They immediately gained respect and were very successful, soon becoming part of the underground dance scene in London. A real credit to him is that Hillage was a key figure in getting the Glastonbury Festival to recognise the dance scene. He was instrumental in having the dance tent set up, which he indeed programmed in its first year. That seems almost passé these days, as a dedicated dance environment is an essential component to every festival throughout the whole world, but this is where it was born. To those who have enjoyed and followed his career, that movement into the world of ambient dance would be of no surprise. Although he is strongly associated with the genre of progressive rock, and rightly so, he was just as adept with lush, sweeping atmospherics. Some of his guitar solos are without doubt dream-inducing. Please search out the track called Meditation of the Dragon from his 1979 album Live Herald, a 5-minute plus guitar solo, meaning just him, not other accompanying musicians. It's a solo not based around speed and blinding technique, although that is all there, but based on feel and sound. It is a journey that you embark on with him. I can only imagine what it was like for those fortunate enough to experience it unfold in front of them. If we chart some of his history, we can see that Steve Hillage has been associated with a number of successful acts. His early bands are certainly amongst those perceived as psychedelic. First amongst those was a band called Egg, which went on to produce 3 albums in the early 1970s, and then the band called Gong and their seminal 1973 album Gong and the Flying Teapots. 1973 was a big year for Hillage, as he also helped Mike Oldfield by participating in the debut live performance of Tubular Bells. As the 70s progressed and his partnership with Giraldi deepened, so too did their movement into complex production techniques and dreamscape anthems, and perhaps a shortening of the length of the songs. Progressive music lovers will know that the songs had to be long. In terms of the album Green, I think there is a mix of all the great elements of Steve Hillage. Amazing guitar, as always, insane musicianship, fantastic imagination, wondrous keyboards. Is it progressive? Yes. Is it rock? Yes. Ambient? Yes. A 1970s album? Yes. It's a great listen. The interesting thing is that the album was released at the height of the punk era, yet was still embraced by the record-buying public. And for those who enjoy their music history Trainspotting, they may be interested to know that this album was produced by Nick Mason, the keyboardist from Pink Floyd. Here is the track Palm Trees, Love Guitar by Steve Hillage from his 1978 album Green.
Thank you. the burning rays of the bright light of truth.